This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A presidential battle at the border.
It's time to act. It's long past time to act.
This is a Biden invasion.
Wildfires are spreading in Texas.
It looked like Armageddon. It looked like the end of the world.
Desperation in the Middle East.
The Israeli military opened fire.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Monica Ricks. Both President Biden and former President Trump visited the southern border today in Texas and held dueling events addressing immigration issues. CBS's Linda Kenyon has more on Biden's stop in Brownsville.
He met with local officials, Border Patrol agents, and the people of Brownsville to urge Congress to reintroduce the derailed border security bill.
The majority of Democrats and Republicans in both houses support this legislation until someone came along and said, don't do that. It'll benefit the incumbent.
President then challenged Republicans to stand up against that pressure. And remember, they work for the American people.
Meantime, Trump was in Eagle Pass, claiming more terrorists and murderers are getting into the U.S. on Biden's watch.
It's allowing thousands and thousands of people to come in from China, Iran, Yemen, the Congo, Syria, and a lot of other nations. Many nations are not very friendly to us.
New election polling finds that immigration is the number one issue for Americans. Two people, a police officer and a court worker in Missouri, have now died after getting shot today just outside of Independence. Another officer was injured there. Investigators say they'd been trying to serve an eviction notice.
On this vote, the yeas are 402 and the nays are 16.
The House passed another short-term spending measure to avoid a shutdown today. This one keeps some federal agencies operating through March 8th and others through the 22nd. The Senate will vote next. Firefighters are struggling to get a handle on now deadly wildfires across the Texas panhandle.
To battle the state's biggest wildfire in history, first responders drive through an inferno of smoke and flames. They weren't able to save Ryan Hightower's home.
It's heartbreaking, not just for me and my family, but all the other families that have lost.
The Smokehouse Creek fire began Monday and has devoured 1,700 square miles so far, with plenty of fuel to keep it going. The fire has destroyed homes, killed cattle, and taken a heavy toll on the community. Jason Allen, CBS News, Fritch, Texas.
And we are following breaking news out of Washington, where a federal judge is now holding former CBS News correspondent Catherine Herridge in civil contempt for refusing to give up her source on a series of stories during her time at Fox News. They focused on a Chinese-American scientist's alleged ties to the Chinese government and whether she helped them gain access to members of the U.S. military. Now this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Gaza today, Israeli forces killed at least 100 Palestinians and injured hundreds more. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb reports from Tel Aviv.
We spoke with an Israeli military spokesman who told us that two separate events took place. He said that the majority of people killed and injured were in what he described as a stampede around a convoy of aid. But he admitted that the Israeli military did open fire on what he described as a small group of people, which, in his words, posed a threat.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in the hot seat before the House Armed Services Committee today about his secret hospitalization. His exchange here with Indiana Republican Jim Banks.
You've told us that you are responsible, but the 30-day review seems to blame your staff.
Well, the 30-day review pointed out that there were some missteps, but there was never any ill intent.
You are listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Today, lawmakers in Alabama passed legislation to protect IVF doctors from prosecution if any embryos are damaged or destroyed during the procedure. The move comes less than 2 weeks after the state Supreme Court's controversial ruling, giving embryos the same protections as children. And Oprah's leaving Weight Watchers months after revealing she's using weight loss medication. Here's CBS's Jason Brooks.
I love bread. I love bread.
Oprah Winfrey is leaving Weight Watchers Board of Directors and is donating her financial stake in the company to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Weight Watchers stock has already lost half of its value in 2024 from the sudden success of weight loss drug Ozempic. And new weight loss drugs from Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk have also hit the market. Winfrey joined Weight Watchers in 2015 after acquiring a $43 million stake in the firm.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Another milestone on the road to the Paris Olympics.
A symbolic key to the newly built Olympic Village was handed over to the Paris 2024 organisers today. French President Emmanuel Macron and local dignitaries applauded the workers who constructed the complex that will house more than 14,000 athletes. Macron praised them for finishing on time and in budget. The games begin July 26th. Elaine Kolb, CBS News, Paris.
Iowa basketball star Caitlin Clark plans to enter this year's WNBA draft, her announcement coming with one game remaining in the regular season and just weeks after she broke that NCAA women's scoring record. And the end of an era in Philly. The Philadelphia Phillies are scrapping their Dollar Dog Nights after 27 years over unruly fan behavior. The team says they were just too many food fights. And that's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, February 29th, 2024. I'm Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure. Because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.